Weiter in Shas. We're in Chulin Daf Tzadi Vav. Pick it up on the middle of the page by the Mishnah. Zok the Hilga Mishnah. Hanotel Gilanasha. Someone takes out the Gilanasha. Tzarech Shitos Kulo. You gotta take out the whole thing. Says Rashi, Yechate Tachar. You gotta dig in. The Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Dharma Chatita Bayi. The Stam Mishnah is going to Rabbi Meir. There'll be some Daf Tzadi Bezim Beis that needs to be Chatita. You gotta dig all the way in. Rabbi Huda Omer, he argues. And he says, Kedei Lekayim Omitzis Natila. No, he's just got to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Netila, which essentially means Mida Oraisa. What is he saying? You just have to remove enough to be fulfilling it. And that is the stuff that's above the meat, the sinew that's popping up above the level it off of the surface of the rounded flesh. And then you're good. Let's say a person eats a Gidonashe Kazayas. So if a guy he gets 40 Malkus. Achlob, Be'ain, Bo, Kazayas. What if you ate it and there's not a Kazayas over there? Chayev is still going to be Chayev. Says Rashi, why? What's going on here? Mishum de Beriahu. It's a Beriah. It's its own piece of something. The Chayev a Cholshir. You Chayev even a tiny amount. Kedamina Besechas Makas of Yud Gimel. E Atem Modem Lib Ochan de Mala Cholshir Shu Chayev. If a person eats a ant, which is tiny, but an entire ant, that's called a beria, and therefore you're going to be chayev for eating it. So even if you have a gedanasha, which is a tiny amount, it doesn't have a kezias, but if you ate the entirety of it, then a person would be chayev because it's a beria by itself. What happens if you had a kezias of one on the right side and the kezias on the left side? So goes wrong, then you get 80 malchus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, all you get is the suffix of the boy, you only get 40. Rashi says, they don't know Gilab Achas because it only applies in one of the legs. Like we saw earlier, he says it only applies on the right leg. Says the Gemara, Bar Piuli Havakai Kameda Shmuel Vakamin Nake Atma. Bar Piuli, that was his name, says Rashi, Kachshmo. He was getting from the Shmuel and he was taking out to get a nusha from Pita the thigh. Have a kagayim leg. So what he's doing is cutting off, like flush with the surface of it. Rashi says, "Ki Rabbi Yehuda lo yemechate to legomim milmela." It wasn't like digging deep in; it was just like smoothing off from the top. Amar Lei, Shmuel responded to him, "Whoa, chus bei tfei, because you got to go deeper, digging deeper." Hashda lo chazisach svisach liyasura. If I wouldn't seen you, then you would have fed me something which is aser. Irtas nafas akinim yodei. Rabbi Yehuda was shocked and he's scared. When he heard Shmuel saying this to him, that he thought, you know, that he's like making it like he did something wrong over here. What happened? The knife ended up falling from his hand. Amar Lei, Shmuel says, "La, lo tirsas. Don't. It's okay. Don't be scared. It's okay. It's okay. Take it easy." Because Deore Lach, Rabbi Yehuda Ore Lach, the one who taught you how to do this, taught you in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that you just have to smooth it off. As opposed to the Tanakh Abimeir says you have to be mechatet. I don't think in Amaretz or the Air Russia that you're doing this type of thing. Rather, the one who taught you to do this taught you to do it like Rabbi Yehuda. But I don't hold a Rabbi Yehuda. I hold a Rabbi Meir. Otherwise, you have to go, you got to dig in to get the stuff inside. Amar Rav Sheisha, as Rav Sheisha says, "My deshakal bar piula da raisa le Rabbi Yehuda." That which bar piuli removed from this the part that he removed was the daraisa part he had to remove, according to Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, the Gemara mechlal the shir rabbanon the rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda. That means that what he left over is in his rabbanon called Rabbi Yehuda. Ella da orile kaman orile. Then, if that's the case, then how could it be that he could be over in his rabbanon bar piuli by leaving over the top? Otherwise, so who's he going like? Says the Gemara, Elam Rav Sheshes, no, my the shakal bar piule deraisa. That was really removed. Was the deraisa, the deraisa part of the gid hanasha? And my the shay derabanan lo rimeir that we left over is according to rimeir was derabanan. Rashi says to be derabanan the bayi Rabbi Meir chetita. Rimeir who says you have to dig into it, he really told me derabanan you have to do such a thing. The Rabbi Yehuda because according to Yehuda feel me derabanan shay it's even mutter me derabanan. There's no problem with that part at all. Alchem again anash. Someone eats a kezayis of the gid hanasha is going to get malchus 40 malchus if he ate the entire if he ate in its entirety and doesn't have a kezayis he's also going to get malchus as well. Now let's take a look and see. Amar Shmuel lo asa Torah elo shal kaf bilvad. The Torah only answered. Rashi says that which is on the kaf. The afal pisha gid aruch even though it's very long the sinew ain asa elo masha shochev al kaf. The only thing that's sitting on literally the spoon of the thigh, that's only that's aser. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Al kaf yarech," that's on the spoon of the thigh. That's going to be what's usher to eat, which is saying that only that part of the Gidonasha that's going to be on that part is going to be a problem. Rashi says, Kafa basar shel silver v'sakulis v'davik le'etzem. It's connected to that bone. V'agid aruch shochiv miktsas al gabe oso basar. A little bit on that. But then it continues on. I was saying only the only issa da oraisa is to have the stuff that's right on that. Amar of Papa Kitanai. Actually, this is a machlokas tanayim. This idea, right? We can learn that from machlokas Yehuda Rabbanan in the following brisa that the Rabbanan hold like Shmuel that only the part that's right on that spoon shaped flesh is the oraisa. But Yehuda actually does not hold like that. Kitanai, achel v'enro kezayis. Let's somebody to get an usher entirely, but it doesn't have a kezayis in it. Chayv is going to be chayv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyebo kezayis. Nope, it's got to have a kezayis. If it doesn't have a kezayis, then you're not chayv, even if you eat the entirety of it. Right? He argues the time that come over here. He says, even if you eat the entirety of an usher, you're not going to be chayv unless it's a kezayis of it. If it's less than a kezayis, even if you eat the whole thing, you're not going to be chayv. Now, my time with Abundant. What's the reason Abundant who says you're going to be chayev even though you don't have a kezayis? Because beria, it's a beria, like we learned, the beria of a fiancé, therefore it's going to be chayev. Even though it's not a kezayis, it's like an ant, it's not a kezayis, but so you're going to be chayev. Beep, turn the page. Tzadi Vavva Mase, for Rabbi Yehuda, why doesn't he say you're going to be chayev for eating its entirety? Achila Ksiva Mase, it's because in a chinami, there's something called a beria, but here it says the word achila, and therefore you're only chayev for eating an achila. Achila is only when you have a kezayis. Rabbana and Ahi Achila, no, and it says Achila, it's coming to tell you that he is be arbaim above Chemisha Zesim when you have a Giranasha, that's four or five. Kizaisim, Bachochad, Kizais, only had one Kizais from that Mechayiv, you're going to be Chayiv, even though you didn't have the entire Giranasha over there. Alright, so the Chum hold that the term Achila here is teaching a Chumra that even one who did not eat the entire Giranasha is Chayiv as long as he ate a Kizais. One ate an entire Ganonasha is chayiv, even if it didn't have a kezayis. Right. For Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that one is going to be chayiv malchus for eating a kezayis, even though he didn't have the entire Ganonasha? Me'asher al kafa yerech nafka. He learns that from the fact that it says that is on the spoon of the thigh. It's telling us that one is going to be chayiv for eating the Ganonasha, even though he only ate the part that's on the spoon, making it clear that you don't have to eat the entire Ganonasha to be chayiv. So you must, however, do some act of eating, which is a kezayis, like Rabbi Yehuda says. And so Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, who lo itzich l'shmina, demi asher al kaf yerech, and afka de lo ba'inan, ad achile lekule, defil lo achile l'mash al kaf, even though that's chayev, bovat shetei sham achil, as long as the ass of it, the mouth of achil is a kezayis. For Rabbanan, what about them? Ahu mi ba'ile lech de Shmuel, they said that that's on the spoon, is needed for Shmuel's din. Damar Shmuel, here we go, lo aser Torah el ash al kaf yerech. The Torah only asked that which is on the kaf yerech, on that itself. And here's the machlokes we're talking about, that Shmuel that we saw. Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say back? Hayarech ksiv. It says, the thigh, the kula yarech, implying the ginanash of the entire thigh is aser. So Rabbi Yehuda argues with Shmuel's din that the part of the gid that's on the spoon itself is aser. And he actually says that that if one eats a kezayis of any part of it, you're going to be chayav also. Rabbanan. Now, what did Rabbanan learn from the word hayarech? The thigh is telling us that the Isra of Ganonasha pertains to the thing that permeates the entire thigh, right? And that is, says Rashi, Hayarech Lashmin and Asa, Dein Asa Ela Pinimi, the Pashat Yisurah de Kul Yarech. That is, it's not only the upper one, but there's also an inner one that's going on over there. That's going to be Asa. Fuki Chutz and Dala, that's coming to exclude that the outer one. There's two of them, an inner one, inner sinew, and an outer one. The outer one is not aser. Only the inner one. Olam shal kaf, but actually only the part of the inner sinew that's on the spoon of the thigh itself is going to be aser. So kum tochusna narayin, we see that the Chachamim agree with Shmuel that the Ganonasha's iser applies only to the part that's on the spoon of the thigh. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that it applies to the entire area, like Rav Papa taught. Says Gemara, v'hai kaf mi bayi lelavute of the les lekaf. How could you darshan from hakaf? Well, something, this is a problem over here, right? Which is on the spoon. It's not, you can't darshan because it's used for something else. It's come to teach us that lamute of the les lekaf. It's coming to exclude. There's no ginanasha iser on chickens, which they don't have the spoon-shaped flesh surrounding the thigh. Trey kaf ksive. There are two times that's the word kaf. One is coming to teach you this din about it doesn't apply to chickens. And the other one's coming to teach us this din, that only the gid that's on the actual thigh is going to be awesome and not the stuff that continues. Zok the next Heiliger, Heiliger Mishnah. These are the famous Mishnayis, the famous Gemaras, Hilas Taruvas. Yarech Shenishbashova Gid Anasha. Let's say you have a thigh and you didn't take the gid out and you actually cooked the gid anasha inside the thigh. What's the din? Im Yesh Bab and no Saint Tam. If it would be that the Yerech, and I mean the Gid Anasha, no, the Gid Anasha is all Shaila, does it have a time? Does it not have time? But let's even say it doesn't have time. But let's say it would give taste. If it would give taste, if the size of the ratio of the meat that is there would have gotten the taste of the Gid Anasha, then Harezu Asura, then it is Asura, even if you remove it. Ketan Misharin Oso. So how do we measure to see if there's the amount of gid that's there is going to impart taste into the amount of meat that's over there? We do it kibasa belefes, like meat with turnips. Rashi explains what that means is that roin kilo yarch liftos, we see, we look at the thigh, the actual meat, like it was a bunch of turnips. The agid, look at the gid anasha basa, like it's meat. Vilo yinosin tam basa kashira gid beliftos sayarech, then I'm sorry, beliftos hayarech asa. If it would be that if it was meat and turnips, and the amount of meat that was there, meaning representing the gid anasha, the same size, was in that turnips, would give taste to the turnips, then it would be asa, the whole thing would be asa. The shiurin halachim shvisira, halachim shinzai, begemiri de bahachim sharinan, and this is what we, our tradition of how we evaluate it. The afal pi sheilu haya kruv o kaflur toyet sarach pachos yoser, even though if it would have been a different type of thing, like cabbage or leek, taste maybe would have been noticeable in less or more. Still, we measure it according to a lefis, according to a turnip. And Rashi said earlier, this comes out to basically 1/160th. Now, let's say if the gid is mixed up with other gidin. Gid anashash in his bashel in my gidim. It's mixed with other ones, Rashi says, shel heter. All bunch of sinews in a pot. Bezman shemakiro, if you can know which one it is. So then what do? Says Rashi, mashlicha luchutz. Just chuck it. Veinkan el pleitas. All that's left is the tam that's left over there. So, benosin tam, if it's giving over tam, im yesh no benosin tam, cholelo is giving over. So then it's going to be a problem. V'im la, rather than it's a problem, v'im lav, but if it doesn't, okay, let's try it again. And then it's just a question of the same time. If it's giving over time, it's a problem. If it's not giving over time, then it's not a problem. You can eat it. V'im lav, but if you don't recognize which one it is, then kulan asun, all of them remain usher, because you may actually be eating the git itself. Like, you don't know which one is a git, right? It's kulan asun. L'kaman mefarish, later on, and Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, it's going to explain the nosin tam b'min b'mino, when you have its same type, shein adam yoch. Come on first, the nosin tam b'min b'mino, shein adam yoch alafchino, shiruhu b'shishim. When it's dealing with a nosin tam, but it's a min b'mino, it's the same type, so it's sinew with sinew, so it's the same taste. You can't make a distinction, you can't tell whether it has that taste or not. And what do? Then you evaluate it with 60. We're going to get into Allah, which is going to come up later, about giving it to somebody to taste, to see, giving to a guy to taste, what's known as a kfela, to see if it has that taste in there. So it's not necessarily everything's going to be 60. But here, when you can't tell, it's got to be 60. V'harotev v'nosin tam. But now the rotev, the stuff that's left over, right, to get another get, we have all that sauce, all that soup that's over there, you know, the secret sauce. That's going to be dependent on the nosin tam. If it gives over time, it doesn't give over time. Now, we did bring up earlier, we're going to bring it over again, about the question of machlokas, about whether yesh begidim nosin tam, or yim begidim nosin tam, whether a gid has time or not. Here we're going with the shita that it does, we passing that it doesn't, but okay. Weiter. Now, that whole discussion we said about if one gid mixed up with another gid, asr with mutter, v'chin chaticha shel nevela, also let's say you have a piece of nevela, non-kosher obviously, v'chin chaticha shel dag tame, right? If you have a dag tame, non-kosher fish, and it's bashlim chatichos, that's cooked together with other kosher types, right? The nevela was cooked together with slices of kosher meat, and the non-kosher fish was cooked together with slices of kosher fish. We apply the same din. Bizman shemakiran, if you recognize the piece, then what do? Chuck it. And then what's left over is been no same time, and the other part is going to be just whatever is no same time. If it is no same time, then it's asr. If it's no same time, it's mutter. V'yamla, but if you don't recognize which piece it is, then kul and asurus, all of them are going to be asr, because every one of them might be the isser. Now, the Gemara is going to ask later on, I understand. We know there's something called Bittel Barov. You have two of the same things. You have three hot dogs. One of them is treif and two of them are kosher. Then it's one is Bittel Barov. And there's no time difference. So there's no time to the situation that's going on. The chabetre is batel. We're going to ask that later. But anyway, the point is here we say kulan asuros for rotev and osin tam. And the rotev just depends on what the tam is, what the taste is. If it gives taste, it's going to be asur. If it doesn't, it's mutter. Let's just read the Rashi. We said bisman shemakiran. When you have, let's say, a tray piece of meat falls in kosher meat, or it's saying over there, novella, or a tame fish, a non-kosher fish falls in with the other fish. The bisman shemakiran lechatichos aiser. Then what do you do, Masharina? You can recognize that's the thing, Masharina, but no sin tam. Then we just evaluate if there's enough that's going to be mevata the tam. Ain Bahen Kidil, let's say Tom, is that enough to give Tom? Bishal Heter, Ariya Sharm would tell you something else is going to be Mutter. Vain Makiran, but if you don't recognize the which one is the non kosher one, Kolachati Chasiris, everything's going to be Aser. The Kolachasir Shlach Shalom and Shaman Zui. We're worried about each one, maybe that's the Aser one. Rashi says, Varota Mutter, Amin Bechatichos Eser, Kidil, let's say Tom. And the rest of it's going to be mutter if he doesn't have that piece to be able to give tam in the mixture of everything that's left over there, right? That is the other pieces and the rotev, the sauce and the little pieces that are over there. Then that's all involved to be mevat all the tam. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.